Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, my goodness. What in the world is wrong with my... There it is. Wondering what was going on with microphone. There it is. Hey, microphone lights. Golly, love you. Let's see. Let me turn that down. No, there's all these adjustments you have to do. I want to keep the noise up in my headphones, but I don't want to blast you out where you are. Well, in any case, welcome to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Let me do this real quick. Let's talk about Colin Powell for a minute. How about that? Because we've got. Got some interesting stuff to do. And let's see, 646-200-3246 is a dial-in number. Today, today's topic is we're back on the Republican Party because that's, you know what, we could talk about what's going on everywhere else because everybody else is about the you know, it seems like the president is considering the use of executive order in enforcing some gun control laws. That turns us into something else. I don't know what people understand that the three branches of government are supposed to be co-equal. And I don't know if that's a big word for some folks, but that means the same. That means they have the same power, co-equal, that they are all equal. You know what? It's interesting. I talked to some folks, and they'll say, well, people in Congress are being disrespectful to the president, and as if they work for the president. Well, let me help you. Let's go back to eighth grade civics. The people in Congress do not work for the president. Republicans nor Democrats work for the president. They all work for the citizens that elected them, that put them in the offices that they are in. That's who they work for. They don't work for the president. So if the president wants to come out in his press conference yesterday and be disrespectful to Congress, he has right to do so, and that's fine. I don't really have a problem. Some conservatives are all upset that, you know what, he's dogging out Congress. And that's fine. He can dog out Congress. But you know what? If you can dish it out, you have to be able to take it. You have to know that you can take it. So you know what? Liberals and Democrats can't run around when somebody in Congress says something that they take offense to. They can't go running behind the mama's skirt of racism. They're being racist. Well, shut the hell up, you know. The fact of the matter is that politics, especially at this level, is a nasty, dirty game. You know what? And again, we've all said it here. You know what? If you can't run with the big dogs, stay your ass on the porch. So that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about here. So listen, before we get the show started, we got to address General Colin Powell's statement about the vein, about the black vein or the dark vein of intolerance. You know, watching General Powell in the past few years since 2008 has really been disheartening. Now, I never thought for one little bitty second, that General Powell was his Tea Party Republican, conservative movement, conservative, blah, blah, blah. Because you don't have to be that for me. You really don't. You don't have to be that for me. And we're going to talk about that today. But you don't have to be that guy. You don't have to be the movement, conservative, Tea Party guy. You know what? You don't have to be that person. I don't think it's important that you're that person. I really, really don't. I don't. You know, so in 2008, when Colin Powell, General Powell came out and endorsed Barack Obama for president, I was confused. I said, this is the same guy who was Secretary of State for George Bush. And George, you know what, and, you know, Barack Obama called George Bush everything but a child of God. You know, it's interesting that Barack Obama, President Obama, you know what, ran his first campaign against George Bush and not John McCain. And I thought, wasn't Colin Powell part of that administration at some point? Well, certainly. So I'm getting more and more confused. I'm not getting it. And then over the past 4 years, General Powell has said things over and over again that have confused me. And I'm, we're going to talk about the 80%. Okay. And I'm thinking, where's he going with all of this? But now when he mentions this dark vein of intolerance and his views on and what apparently his views mirror the president and the administration's views on gun control and the like, I'm thinking this isn't just Colin Powell being, if I may use this term, mavericky, going against his own party. That's not what this is. It's just not what this is. This is General Powell. I'm going to say this. Let me explain. I've run out of time for the open. Listen, let me take a break, and I'll come back, and I need to explain something to you. There are a lot of black Republicans that fall into the same place as Colin Powell, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. We're going to talk about it for a little bit, and then we'll get on to the subject of the day. My name is Willie Lawson, and this is the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media, such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors, multi-million dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what? They're fine doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillieLawsonShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much.
We are back, and welcome back to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you being here. I got to make sure I keep reminding you, we are in negotiations from a conceptual standpoint, and I think we're going to be moving past that today with the folks at Liberty News Network to do some broadcasting under the LibertyNews.com banner. So we are excited about that, and we're not just building another show for me. We're building a show for possibly a network that of like-thinking conservatives, because it's going to figure into exactly what we're going to talk about today. All this figures into exactly what we're going to talk about today. So it's really, really very important. Keep praying for us to be able to put that deal together here in the next little bit. Listen, we were talking about Colonel Powell. And a lot of folks are confused, because I was confused a little bit. It's always interesting when you have somebody out there in public life that you think is one thing, but then you find out that that person was never what you thought they were. They were never who you thought they were. That's why you don't let your kids have idols idols that they look to, or people that they look up to that are outside of the people they actually know, because it's always crushing. It's always disappointing to find out who people really are. And I think that what we're finding out is who Colin Powell really is. Now, there is, and I need to explain something cultural to you, so don't get all crazy, don't get all stupid, because this is the truth. There are a number of black Republicans, notice I said Republicans, who enjoy being the cool kid in class. Now, what I mean by that is, And I've dealt with them right here in Tampa, right here, and I was in an organization with some, a couple, two or three of them, because they've enjoyed being the cool kid, and the cool kid is the one that seems to be going against the grain. That's the kid who's decided, that's the guy who's decided, well, you know what, everybody else is a Democrat, I'm going to say I'm a Republican. Now, this person likes to hang out with the Democrats, likes to go to their functions, votes for their candidates, does everything, and but you know what goes, well, you know, that person likes to say, well, I'm a registered Republican. And in some places, like happens here, has become the, quote, voice, the black voice of the Republican Party. When the fact of the matter is that this person is not really, doesn't really abide by anything that is the least bit Republican. Hell, forget conservative. But, I mean, forget conservative, but even the least bit Republican. They just like being the cool kid. They just like being the guy who's one, oh, yeah, he's a Republican. They just like being able to stand out. And as much as General Powell has been able to accomplish in his life through his military career and the like, at deep down, it seems to me, politically speaking, Colin Powell has tried to be the cool kid in class, who is the registered black Republican. Air quotes about Republicans. Because when the pressure was on, when it came time to say, well, what are you going to say about this black candidate and Senator Obama as he was running for president, didn't have any problem. Think about this. He didn't have any problem endorsing Barack Obama the first time over John McCain. And you would think, well, John McCain has the military history and the Vietnam and all this stuff. Prisoner of war. You would think that there would be some kinship there, wouldn't you? Tossed out the window. Because at his core, and I hate to use this term, okay, so I won't do it, but Colin Powell, just a Republican, because it was cool to be or to say you're a registered Republican. That was it, ladies and gentlemen. The same way with Charlie Crist. But Charlie Crist has got a whole other set of things going on. That's the deal, kid. That's who Colin Powell is. That's who he's always been. See, and that's a, you know what, and you may be upset or disappointed, but that's who Colin Powell has always been. That's been at his core the entire time. It's disappointing. It is somewhat disappointing, but that's who Colin Powell is. Golly, forgive me that I can't, for some reason, stop calling him Colonel Powell. His name is Colin Powell, and it's General Powell. But that's who he is. So it wasn't that surprising when he came out and endorsed Barack Obama for president again. And it's not so surprising that he continues to side with the administration. And it isn't just, oh, he was fine as long as he was, and now he's disagreeing. No, it isn't because we were all at some point of disagreement. I just don't believe that we're all walking in this ideological lockstep. I, you know what, we're going to talk about that. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. We're going to talk a lot more about it today and tomorrow. This whole idea of litmus and purity test, I'm done with it. And we're going to reintroduce a concept that in order for conservatives and Republicans to walk in victory in 2013 and in the future, we've got to embrace. We all have got to embrace. This is the answer. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy to implement, but it's the answer. But anyway, let me finish up on Colin Powell. That's who Colin Powell is. That's who the general is. He's the guy who was just cool to be a Republican. There's no way to go back and, you know, of course, see who he voted for and all that stuff. But you know what? That's who General Powell is. It's the only thing that makes any sense. General Powell would align himself up with President Obama, who seems to be, and I know this is going to sound inflammatory, but he seems to be hell-bent on taking the military apart. And you would think, again, you would think that Colin Powell would be someone who would align themselves with somebody who was pro-military. Well, it's pretty obvious. You know what? I don't really think this is all that inflammatory. It's pretty obvious that the president isn't pro-military. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You know, and the president's not a hawk. He isn't. He's perfectly okay with downsizing the size of the modern military. You know, perfectly okay with that. He'd rather do that than downsize or look out at Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and reform those entitlements so they exist for your kid. Doesn't want to do that, but he's perfectly okay with downsizing the military and making it a lot less effective. So it seems interesting that Colin Powell would align himself with someone like that. The fact of the matter is that Colin Powell's always been who he is. He's always, and I mean, to use terms, to use labels, I don't know, we don't always like labels, but to use labels, Colin Powell has always been a liberal Democrat. Always. It's the only thing that explains it, doesn't it? So I know that some of us are shocked and disappointed, but the fact of the matter is that's the truth and we move on. It's great. It's always good to find the truth. Well, truly, it is always good to find out what the truth is. It's always good to find out. I mean, and whatever the truth is, it's always good to know. There you go. All right, that's Colin Powell. And if you want to join us here, you can join us here at 646-232-46. That's 646-232-46. And you can, once you get to the show, and if you want to speak to the host, click the 1 on your handset. If you want to talk to us, we have a chat room. You can talk to me by Twitter. You can go to RBM, follow RBM Show. That's RBM Show. And why RBM? Because that used to be the initials of the old name of the show. And that's where most of my followers are. And blah, 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 blah. RBM Show. You can ask me a question on Twitter. You can send me a Facebook update. You just go to the Willie Lawson, just search for Willie Lawson Show on Facebook. You can send me an email at willie@williielawsonshow.com. You can send up a smoke screen. You can, you can cross the desert like an Arab man. so in any case, there you go. And, I don't care how you get here. Just get here if you can. We have to decide something, folks. We have to decide something. And I've sent a message out to Lenny Curry and Rince Priebus, that I'm doing this show. Lenny Curry is the chair of the Republican Party of Florida. And, of course, Rince Priebus is the chair of the Republican National Committee. And because I'm worried. I'm worried about the country. I'm also worried about the Republican Party and the conservative movement. And I still haven't seen because you know what? You lose in November on November 6th. I'll give you the 7th and the 8th and maybe through the weekend to sort of lick your wounds. But hell, if you're not out there on that, 7 days later on the 13th, devising a plan to implement in January, then you're behind the curve again. You are behind the curve. And the Democrat Party and the liberals and the socialists and the communists and all those people that we worry about have momentum. So they are rolling. Rolling. And what I've not seen is any momentum from conservatives or the Republican Party. I've not seen momentum. I have not seen a plan. What I've seen is, and we're going to talk about this term later, is We have not become pro-actionary. We are still being reactionary. That's all I've seen. I've seen a lot of, I've seen them fire shot. I've seen the left fire shots like buckshot, and we go chase every piece of buckshot. I've not seen any concerted effort, any concerted plan. I've seen nothing. And we're on Martin Luther King's birthday today. And I think this is a perfect day to do it. I think this is a perfect day to coalesce. Martin Luther King was about bringing people together. I think it's the perfect day to coalesce and say, listen, here's the deal. We've got to bring this together. We've got to come up. We have got to have a group think and come up with a plan and move together. And today we're going to talk about the 80% plan. And I know some of you are rolling your eyes, throwing up your hands, reaching for the mouse. Don't do it. Hang in there. Because this is going to take, everybody, and this is important. And you know what? If you want to know why you lost, it's because we didn't do this. You know, I tweeted out. That's Todd Schnitt from Tampa tweeted out. You don't tweet out. You tweet. There was a tweet this morning. It was a call from the 904. I'll pick that up in just a second. It's interesting that do you really think, I mean, did anybody in the conservative / Republican world really think that a second term President Obama was going to be better than a first term Mitt Romney? Even if you weren't walking in ideological lockstep with Mitt Romney, did you really think that a second term with no election pending, obviously the president doesn't give a crap about midterm elections. He didn't in 2010. He won't in 2014. Was going to be better than a first term Mitt Romney. Anyway, we're going to talk about the 80% plan. I've got a call from the 904 on line one. Welcome to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for calling. How may I help you?
What's up? Long time no hear from. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How have you been?
You know who this is? The young guy who supported Ron Paul?
I remember.
Oh, okay. I just thought you didn't recognize my voice.
No, I didn't.
So,
what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this whole, are you talking about the gun debate issue? What are you talking about?
No, I'm not talking about gun debate in particular now. Because you know what? All that's gonna work its way out. We can debate that back and forth until the cows come home. One side's going to take an emotional approach. There's one side that's taking a really scary approach in disarming its citizenry, and the third side of this argument, the third part of this argument, is simply not paying attention. They don't even know why they have a Second Amendment, quite frankly. Because if you tell the truth about it, then of course in media you sound crazy. When the Second Amendment is put in for one reason and one reason only, to protect the citizenry from a tyrannical government.
What I'm asking you is what was your topic?
Well, that's why we have the thing, man. We're going to talk about the 80% plan. That's why we have it's right there. There it is. There seems to be a great deal of hand-wringing and consternation about what the Republican Party is today, and tomorrow we'll lay out the plan that will save not only the Republican Party but the nation. That's what I'm talking about today.
You know what? I do. I can somewhat agree with liberals when they say that the Republican Party is diminishing. I would have to be honest with you. From the actions of the last presidential election, I can honestly see why it would diminish. I mean. Because I remember when I was talking to you on your show,
mm-hmm.
I was talking to you on your show, and the mere fact that I was a Ron Paul supporter, I was attacked by other conservatives on your show. I can remember that.
All right.
And the thing is, if you're going to attack somebody just because they support somebody you happen not to like, that turns people off from you, your beliefs. I mean, that completely turns somebody off.
But here's the deal. But you didn't really,
not even on your show.
I remember the incident, but you could have responded better. You didn't respond. You didn't respond.
It
really.
Don't matter how I respond.
No,
out of frustration.
Well, you know what? You can't be frustrated because because we're adults. Can't, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how we respond. We're going to talk about how we deal with one another, how important it is that we can't just run off and we just can't run off and just shoot off from frustration. Things are too important for us to get our little feelings hurt, mine included. My feelings get hurt like everybody else. I'm a human being. I get frustrated. All of it is important. So that's what we're going to talk
about. Okay, let me ask you this question. You don't agree with, I mean, not mind you, Colin Powell. I never considered Colin Powell as a conservative anyways.
No, he's
but
not.
I do happen to agree with him that your party don't change its ways, it's going to be gone.
Okay, so
I
mean, stop.
I truly can
stop.
Agree
Here's
with
deal.
That.
Stop. Here's the deal. And I'm going to go on because I'm not going to – because I only got a limited amount of time. If you listen to the open, I already said that. I've been saying that forever. I've been saying that I've said if the Republican Party doesn't win in 2014, they'll be irrelevant for the next 25 years. They'll be done.
Yep.
I've said that, and I've already said that. So please don't try to pigeonhole me with other people. I'm like Jim Rohn, man. You got to listen for a while without commenting to get me. I'm just like Jim Rohn.
Ask you a question, Willie.
Yeah, real quick, go.
What are you guys going to be doing about this? Because you have a lot of Christian fundamentalists that's also turning people away from the conservative party.
Nobody's turning.
Are you guys going to do about it?
Christians aren't turning anybody away from anything.
No,
we'll
fundamentalists.
Fundamentalists. No, Christian fundamentalists.
Yes, they are. That's a fact.
Okay.
That's not nothing I made
it's
up.
It's not a fact, and I'm not going to have a shouting match with you because that's not what I do. You ask me a question, you got to be quiet enough, you got to be respectful enough for the host who has the button to listen. There's only one Christianity. There's no Christian fundamentalist. There's no such thing. That's something brought up by media. Here's the deal. Because you either believe or you don't believe. Period. They're not turning anybody away. That's not it. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all that today and tomorrow on the show. Christian fundamentalists, like you say, aren't turning anybody away, not turning anybody off. It's not the message that is the problem. It is the delivery system or the lack thereof that is the problem. It is that people can't get along. It's that people don't understand what we're going to talk about today. It's called the 80% plan, that we can't go by the 80% plan. That everybody's got a litmus test. Everybody's got a purity test. That's what fails. That's what fails. So there's the deal. Quickly, because I'm already 2 minutes past where I wanted to be. Go.
So a conservative can't be gay. A conservative can't be atheist. What happened if they're gay and atheist? Why are they rejected by your party?
No one's rejecting anybody.
And you say that's not Christian fundamentalism?
That's not fundamentalism. That's you either believe or you don't believe. The Bible says that being gay is an abomination. What am I supposed to do? Well, I'm supposed to be a hypocrite? I'm not going to have this argument. Stop. If you want to show.
Okay, it's Christian fundamentalism, like I said.
If you want to show, they're free on BTR. We got to take a break. We'll be back in a little bit. You can do a half hour all by yourself, and it's free. Okay? Because this is my joint, and I pay for this.
Did you know that just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease? For every hour of regular vigorous exercise, you gain 2 hours of life expectancy. So start walking for yourself and for your heart. Start walking with your family. You'll feel better. Start walking in your community. You'll lead happier and healthier lives. Start walking. Start something. Join the movement today. For more information on the American Heart Association's START program, visit startwalkingnow.org and start walking. Start something.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Okay, class, let's all sing our 911 song. There's a fire, there's a fire.
Dial 911.
There's a fire, there's a fire.
Dial 911.
If you can't raise an arm,
dial 911.
If you're suddenly having trouble speaking these words,
dial 911.
Face suddenly goes all numb,
dial 911.
All of a sudden get the worst headache of your life,
dial 911.
Sudden loss of sight in one or both eyes,
dial 911.
If you think stroke may be the cause, never wait to call,
dial 911.
911. Making a difference in someone's life is elementary. Know the sudden signs of stroke and dial 911 immediately if they appear. Time lost is brain lost. For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to the Little Lost Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, don't make sure you keep your ears open. Keep your ears open. Keep your ears on. We are in negotiations. We've battled out. If we haven't battled at all, we've talked about the general concept for the Willie Lawson Show under the LibertyNews.com banner, and we're gonna do a show and bring some other folks along. So that's what's exciting. The idea is to bring other people along. We've got some great conservative voices out there, great conservative voices that are bringing the conservative message in a way that is important, powerful, and relevant, and especially in communities that have not gotten an opportunity to enjoy, to even consider. How about that? Consider something other than what MSN has forced down their neck. All right, listen. That's something else that happens, my friend. That's something else that happens. People will want to argue with you, and people will want to take you down tracks that you've not been in. And we end up being reactionary instead of proactionary. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and be proactionary and continue what I was going to talk about. Here you go. What happens, and McCollum has a point, and was actually one of my points. And it's what we said about a lot of, you know what, I didn't really have a problem with Dr. Paul. Frankly, the people that I had a problem with were people who support Dr. Paul. Those are the people that I didn't have a problem with Dr. Paul. I thought that Dr. Paul was right on target 80% of the time. Hell, I think that Mitt Romney was on target 80% of the time. There you go. I'm not walking in ideological lockstep with anybody. Because I don't have to. But I know from a strategic standpoint that this whole idea is that there's no way that I can win if we've got to be 100%, 100%, 100%. There's no way we can win. It's not possible. Because nobody is 100%, 100%, 100%. Nobody is. Hey, we got a group of people, we can't even decide 100% what we want for lunch, you know, day after day, let alone anything else. So I am perfectly good with the 80% plan. And the party has got to look to the 80% and ride that wave. The party has to do it. And so do individual conservatives have to do that. Because sometimes, in order to win, you have to put your differences aside. I'm not going to turn this debate or my show into a debate over gay rights. That's silly. I ain't got no problem. I don't necessarily have a problem with people who are gay. And neither is the party, because there's gay people in the party. I don't. You know what? And I'm not going to get into a discussion about what's Christian and what's fundamentalist. That's all, folks. That's all made up stuff. Either you believe or you don't. There's no fundamental. Either you believe what's in the book or you believe something else. I mean, don't make this hard. Don't make this hard. God told me to love. I do. He told me that's an abomination. It is. But it ain't my choice. It ain't my decision. Don't make it hard, folks. Don't make it hard. No, I don't call them fundamentalists either. Either you believe or you don't. And again, I'm like Jim Rome. You got to listen to me for a long time. You can't show up here and think you know what I'm saying. I don't call Muslim fundamentalists either. It's either, if it's in the Quran, they believe it. Ta-ta-da. You know, I guess fortunately for us, there's a lot of secularization of Islam, as is there a lot of secularization of Christianity and Judaism. I guess that's good for us. A lot of people who profess Islam don't practice Islam either. A lot of people who profess Christianity don't profess that. Who profess it don't do it either. Now, done with all that. Golly, you know, again, I'm like Jim Rome. You got to listen to Jim 2 weeks, 3 weeks before you get on the phone. Have a take. Don't suck. In any case, the Republican Party's got to look at the 80% and go, you know what? They got to ride that wave. Wentz Priebus, Lenny Curry, all the state chairs. They have resources. This is my gig, man. I got to finish this thing. People are dependent on me. I'm not going to have a debate with an individual. I'm not. Gosh. Here's the deal. Wentz Priebus, Lenny Curry, here's the deal. Here's what's got to happen. You have resources in your states. You have those folks who are the libertarian branch of the Republican Party, who have great ideas, who have great fiscal ideals. They do. They have great ideas about the importance of the Constitution. You have to embrace that. You have what media has called the, quote, social conservative. I hate that. That's just people who believe what they believe. We all got here through different doors of why we're here. People who got to where they got to because of what they believe, what drives them, what motivates them, what pushes them off their couch onto the streets, what opens up their wallet to support campaigns. And the fact of the matter is, you can't just discount them because they are inconvenient. No more than you can discount the libertarian wing because it is inconvenient. You don't have that. You don't, you know what? I don't want to talk to Wentz Priebus directly, because I'm going to continue to talk to him, and I'm going to send this to his folks. I'm going to send this to Lenny Curry. The idea is you can't continue to discount those folks because they are inconvenient, because they talk too loud, or they talk too much, or they make people uncomfortable. That's got to stop. You can't do that anymore. The Republican Party doesn't have the, again, one more election. I said this before the 2010 election. God, it's been 4 years. I said this almost three years. I said this before the 2010 election. If the Republicans don't win in 2010, they'll be irrelevant for 20 years. And right now, they're only on life support. They're only on life support. Why? Because you saw them lose seats in the House and not gain seats in the Senate, actually lose seats in the Senate. And there's some big states that they won 4 years ago that they may lose. And Florida, where I live, is one of them. Now, I'm personally just can't see how somebody like Charlie Crist will be better than Rick Scott for the state of Florida. I just can't wrap my brain around that. But I'm trying to prepare myself for that eventuality. I am preparing myself for that eventuality. Because if we don't start looking, the party doesn't start looking at an 80% situation and move forward with people that they agree with at least 80% of the time, I'm just throwing that number out there, at least 80% of the time, then they'll lose Florida, and they'll lose seats in the House, and again, become an anachronism. They'll be the Whig Party, they'll be the Bull Moose Party, they'll be an anachronism. Now, what will replace that? I don't know if anything will replace that at that point. I personally think, that it'll be game over. It'll be game over. We've got to find a way to include, not exclude. Find a way to put our differences aside. Now, it's okay to have rigorous debate when it is time to have rigorous debate. But also knowing that media is looking for you to have rigorous debate and spread contention amongst the ranks. That can't happen in 2013, 2014, and moving into the future. That can't happen. Again, this whole idea of pushing the libertarian wing out, pushing the Tea Party wing out, pushing the social conservatives out. If you do that, Republican Party, you ain't got nobody. You ain't got nobody. Now, those all, and I'm going to sort of personalize it. Those three people, the libertarian, the fiscal conservative that leans libertarian, and the, quote, social conservative, this is all media crap that they've made up. These people are just people. y'all got to get it, too. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Republican Party, you also have to develop an urban strategy and take off your rose-colored glasses and see color. What? Yes. Take off your rose-colored glasses and see color. Because it matters. Because it matters. If you look at the changing demographics of the United States, it matters. This is not 1953. Father Knows Best is not the top running show on television. What blows me away and gets me the most upset is when I hear Republican leadership say, "Well, I don't want to participate in identity politics. I don't see color." And I always think to myself, yeah, you'll see color if my son shows up to date your daughter. You'll see. That's when you freaking see color then, I bet. I bet you see color then. I bet you when that 5'11 black young man comes knocking on that door to take out your white daughter, I bet you see color then. So don't tell me crap that you don't see color. I hate that. I hate that more than anything. The fact of the matter is that the Republican Party and conservatives need to take off their rose-colored glasses and see color, because that's the reality of where you are. You've got to see the reality of where you are and what you are actually dealing with and the people that you are actually talking to. It is vitally important that you do so, Rince Priebus, Lenny Curry. Because if you do not, you will continue to lose. I saw a map yesterday about the minority districts, explosion of minority districts, not just African American or black. I don't like African American term. I'm trying to get that out of my lexicon. Except when I'm talking about people who are Americans from Africa, except for them. You talk about black Americans. It isn't just black Americans. It's of course, Hispanic Americans and Asians all over the country. Asian American minority communities all over the country. And exactly what the Republican Party isn't doing is making those adjustments. They're not being proactive. They're being reactive. And we need some proactionaries instead of reactionaries. Let's see what time is it. All right. That is so vitally, vitally important. So vitally important. All right. You're going to have 2 minutes. 2. And then we're on to something else. All right. Go. 2 minutes. What do you got? Are you there?
Well, I just wanted to say that I agree with just about everything you just spew.
See, that's why you got to listen to me, man. You can't fight with me. I'm not here to fight. I'm not here to fight anybody. I don't fight on this show.
Why do you think the media distorts facts in terms of this whole gun debate? Because that's what I really wanted to ask you from the beginning.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're not talking about that. But we can talk about in general. Why does this media, this version of media that we have in this country now, distort facts? Why do they distort facts about anything to further an agenda?
I just think that it's really sad that they can stand on Sandy Hook and try to push forth this, this way to basically relinquish the Second Amendment and use the parents ultimately as mouthpieces.
Standing on the graves of children, it is unconscionable. Unconscionable that you would use dead children to further your agenda. It's unconscionable. And they're grieving parents. It's unconscionable.
Yeah. Because I know of an incident where I can remember when one of my brothers was being attacked. Our house was getting robbed. One of my brothers was being attacked. He came outside. We had no weapons in the house, but our next door neighbor shot at the person, and the person fled. So this is why I am for gun. I am for having weapons. And they say that the purpose of this legislation is to basically ban semi-automatic assault rifles. When the majority of the gun murders that happen in this country are not done by assault rifles, they're done by handguns.
That's exactly right.
So my thing is, I just see it as a slick little way for them to basically slowly but surely reduce the Second Amendment.
Because that's exactly right.
Assault rifle shootings are beyond rare. You have a much greater chance of dying in a plane accident than getting shot by an assault rifle. And plane crashes are extremely rare as well.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, why does the media lie? This version of the media that we're living through in these times have an agenda. And they and you know what, if you if you go back to where some of the schools these people have come from, they all, I mean, a lot of the media are educated in the same schools by the same people through the same government system, by the same liberals, by the, you know what, so they all, so they come out with the slant to start with. The idea of journalism and finding truth for the sake of truth is dead.
Yeah,
and I think,
agree.
You know what, and I don't think that everybody has that realization that journalism for the sake of journalism is dead. It is dead. It doesn't exist. So now it's important to, you know, and now that we're all kind of on our own to mine for facts and mine for truth and mine for reality. We're kind of on our own because it used to be that we would be able to read the newspaper in the morning and watch Uncle Walter, you know what, Uncle Walter at 6 o'clock news, and we were informed people. That is just not true anymore. There's no Edward R. Murrow. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. I'm sorry. I don't watch MSNBC. You ask me. I don't watch MSNBC because I can't. I have high. I'm angry because it's just one lie, one on purpose lie after another, with no attempt to moderate. There's not even an attempt. The cat's out of the bag. They're the propaganda machine for the wing of the White House, and that's all it is. And I can't stand it. I just can't do it. So I just can't. So I try to get my information from alternative sources. I don't watch Fox News either. And sometimes for the very same reason. I just can't watch it.
Yeah, me too. I don't watch any of them. I'm not gonna say I'm on the internet 24/7 because I do have a life, but I'm on the internet a lot when it comes down. Huh?
That's good to hear. It's good to hear people have lives.
I can keep it real. You know, I don't be on the internet. I don't be on the internet 24/7 like some people, but I do. I be on it. I do come on enough if I want to research and find certain things and want to hear neutral perspectives, because on the internet, you know, alternative media is where you truly have neutral voices in the media.
People who will tell the truth. Like I said, I have my right foot in the butt of the Republican Party about half the time, because I watch them screw up and I watch them blow it. Anybody thinks that I'm a mouthpiece for the Republican Party, that's just not true. I mean, you listen to a lot of my shows, you know, especially, you know what, here recently, I'm not a mouthpiece for them. I don't get paid by them. I mean, you know what, I've lost some of them, you know, I've lost some quote Republican quote friends end quote because some of the things that I've said that were true. So I'm not that guy. But you know what? I also tell the truth about people who are quote on that liberal side. You know, if I have to use a label, I tell the truth about them too, and I tell the truth about black people who live in black neighborhoods.
Heck, I still do.
I live 5 minutes from where I grew up. I didn't marry a white woman and move to a gated community, so them people can kiss my butt. Because I still live in the hood. You know, what? I'm here.
Would you say, in a sense, that gun control is almost racist?
Well, you know what? Here's the deal, and we're almost at the top of the hill. Here's the deal: if you are trying to disarm people who live in worst neighborhoods in this country, so they can't protect themselves against the people who prey on them in those neighborhoods, then you could, you know what? If you could make an argument for that being racist, I might listen to you.
Because you can almost label that as a form of genocide in a way.
Well, you know what? It's a fact. If you look at major metropolitan areas that are predominantly black, we could probably say that a lot of those areas have problems with crime. You could say that a lot of those areas have problems with gang violence. You could probably say that. Without being called an Uncle Tom, without being called a house Negro, the fact of the matter is that there are areas in Tampa that are predominantly black, and they're not violent because they are black. They're just violent and not as nice as other areas. And you know what? And to disarm the law-abiding people who live in those areas and leave them at the hands of those that will continue to prey against them and their children – You know what? If you wanted to make that a racist argument, you'd have my ear. Listen, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Will and Lawson Show right after these messages. We appreciate you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with, you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors. Multi-million dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what, they're fine doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillLawsonShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much. right, we're back with more of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a beautiful day in Tampa Bay. Goodness gracious, if you're not in Tampa Bay, it sucks to be you. It's just gorgeous. Just beautiful. Just beautiful. Listen, again, I want to keep reminding you that we are talking to the folks at LibertyNews.com, and we've come up with a deal in conception. We're going to forward that plan. Hopefully we'll have it all nailed down by end of week. I wanted to have it nailed down by today because I'm really, really excited about it. We'll be launching a new brand, Liberty Newscast, here. We're going to start here on Blog Talk Radio, and so we're excited about that. There'll be one show, and then there'll be two, and then there'll be three, and there'll be as many as makes sense of quality broadcasting. So we're just like we just talked about. People who go out and do the work and bring you the best in independent conservative media, because you know what, mainstream media is not doing it. Journalism is dead. So if you're looking at being able to look at any issue from a rational, reasonable viewpoint, forget about it. We were talking a little bit about the gun, about the gun issue. And the fact of the matter is that what the caller said was right. Most people are killed. They're trying to ban assault weapons or assault-style weapons. And now, you know what? And those are just, weapons that look scary. It's a semi-automatic, rifle. They look all scary, and they've adjusted them so people can use them, with their military stuff, because they have to be smaller, take the stock off, all sorts of stuff they do to them. I'm not a big gun person. I don't even own a firearm. I don't even want to own a firearm. But making it harder for me to get a firearm doesn't make one, only makes a bad guy safer. That's it. Mainstream media is dead. That's why one of the things we're going to talk about today, from now until the end of the show here, we got about 23 minutes to the end of the show, is important for conservatives. I think conservatives are out front on this already. And that's why Republicans have to get this. Republican Party, Rince Priebus, because you've gone backwards a step, Rince. Lenny Curry, all you folks, Lenny, all your friends who are state chairs around the country, you have to start incorporating and support the social media that's 80%, and there's lots of it. I didn't say show up and take it over like you normally do. Don't use the same tactics you always do. You show up, and then you want to be in charge. It's funny. The story, the Tea Party in that was held in Chicago, the very first one, my friend Eric Odom was instrumental in getting that organized. And he asked Michael Steele, please, 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 silence. Not a no, but silence. Until they figured out how big it was going to be, and then showed up, and then wanted to show up at the last minute, blah blah blah, and Eric said no, no, told Republican Party no, which I think was probably at that point in the Tea Party, rally days, which was short lived and appropriately so, there was a time for that. And then it became a time for something else. But the idea is that it was no. Because the MO of the Republican Party is to co-op other stuff, fold it into your brand. But right now, Republicans, your brand sucks. Your brand sucks. And the only way that you can rejuvenate your brand is to let other folks who are actually doing the work, whose brand doesn't suck, help you. So you know what? You got to humble yourself a little bit, Republican Party, Rince Priebus, Lenny Curry, and other state chairs around the country. You got to humble yourself a little bit and say, you know what? We do need your help, independent conservative media. Because what we have failed on for years is messaging. What we have failed, come on. I mean, when you... You run John McCain, who admits publicly he doesn't even know how to send a freaking email. And that's not cute that the old man does. I mean, it's not cute. It's not endearing. It says to young people, here's what it says to young people, what the hell? If this ain't the old white guy's party, there ain't one. And then you go out in 2012 and you find, as Alfonso Rachel put it, one of the whitey, I mean, the pastiest white man you can find. I love that. The pastiest white man you can find. And what do you do? You lose. Just like we told you you would. If you look at state chairs around the country, it's the old white guy club. And anybody who brings another message, again, this whole 80% deal that I'm talking about is really important. I saw there's a report out, and it was interesting. We're looking at candidates and the percentage of African-American vote that they won in the elections that they were, in the elections that they were in. And I was looking at Governor Huckabee when he ran for governor, 97, 98, something like that, won 46% of the black vote in Arkansas. Mike Huckabee, 46% of the black vote in Arkansas went to Mike Huckabee. Why is that important? Because that's the kind of Republican that has already bridged the gap. They know how. But what happened to Mike Huckabee? Because he didn't just die. He didn't go away. He didn't toe the line. He didn't just, bow out gracefully. He hung until the very last minute. He was instantaneously marginalized. Well, what was the problem? What was the other problem with Mike Huckabee? Mike Huckabee talked about the reality of immigration. And I still hear people, I still hear the big guys, I still hear them talking about, hey, don't you bend on amnesty, don't you bend on amnesty. The fact of the matter is, there's not enough abandoned school buses to take 21 million people back to Mexico or wherever the hell they came from. That just can't happen. The only people who round folks up and put them in internment camps have been Democrats in this country. Yeah, we don't roll like that. The fact of the matter is that we can do more than one thing at a time. We can defend our borders. We can protect them, and we can find some way to deal with the folks that are already here that other than come across the border haven't broken any other laws. I'm off topic again, and that's one of the things that we can freaking win. But we have to start walking with people that we agree with 80% of the time. That we may not agree with every bit of doctrine. Every single thing all down the line. Like I said earlier in the show, hell, you know what? You get a group of 10 people in the room, they can't even agree on lunch. Online two from the Tampa Bay area, my friend Stanley Gloucester. What's up, Stan?
Hey, how you doing? I only got a few minutes before I had to pick my son up. But I was calling on two parts. I caught the last part when you were talking about the gun and how the president wants to get rid of assault guns. Well, is he gonna get rid of assault guns that the Secret Service have to take him and his family first?
Hell no.
Before he gets rid of everybody else's assault guns?
Hell no.
I mean, to be honest, I don't own a gun as well.
But I did use one.
Yeah, I got small kids in my house. Yeah. But we have a security guard with guns, and I won't want nobody to take their guns away from them while they're trying to take my family where we live at.
That's the truth.
And while the president is trying to take away guns, can he take away cars, hammers, alcohol, cigarettes,
baseball bats,
fast food, baseball bats? and pretty much everything else that kills people.
Yeah, there was a case. You remember the guy? I know you got to pick your son up, but there was a case where a guy has just been convicted of the second highest civilian in the Polk County Sheriff's Department. Her husband beat her to death in the house with a freaking baseball bat.
Absolutely.
Holy.
Absolutely. Are we going to ban those two? I mean, last year more people died from cigarette smoke than guns.
Yeah.
You know, more problem is that the first time something happened, and here we go, being reactive instead of saying what caused the problem. Matter of fact, why don't we get rid of prescription drugs too? Because that also kills people.
People get hooked on that crap. Sure do.
Yeah. So I'm like, come on. And then all I hear, like, oh, we need to get rid of guns. All those people that's talking about, I heard Bob Costas say this a couple months ago. Why don't he have his bodyguards go around and protect him with no guns? I mean, mm-hmm. it is a joke with these people. It is a joke. And the first thing, and again, I agree with you. The criminals are saying, yeah, let citizens have guns. That yeah. means we're going to continue to keep having guns.
Exactly right.
Yeah, it's
not like the gang members go down to Shoot Straight and sign up and get and you know what and, you know go to 3-day waiting period. What the hell?
Yeah, and the criminals say, "Oh man, what are we gonna do now? We can't get guns. Wow, all this lost." You know, but and to answer your question about the party, and you know, I have more of a problem with you know, I know what I get from Lenny Curry and Rance Priebus. But I have more of a problem with what is the movement of the Black Republicans right now, because we are more and more disorganized every day. And I have told my chairman that as well. Unless we get our act together, you know, why would the white Republicans even talk to us? Because we seem to be disorganized as anybody else.
Yeah, you're right. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
So as far as them, you know, not taking us serious, they don't take us serious because we're not organized. And the few Black Republicans that do get ahead, they don't come back and say, "Hey, I found this for you, and I want to put you in position. Now we need to bring more and more of us on." They don't do that.
Nope.
They like roaches try to cut a corral their own breadcrumbs, and they don't do anything to further the agenda. So, and I even told Sam, I'm thinking I'm wasting my time in this position you put me in. Because I don't see growth. All I see is obstructionist. And I just can't have enough. I can't do this no more.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit later about that very same thing. And I have not done work with that particular organization either for the very same reasons. I've had more progress going other directions than that direction. And I won't mention specifically or names or anything. But I'll tell you what,
I'll name the people for you, Willie. I got to go, though, but I'll call you back.
All right, man.
All right.
I love Stanley. That's my friend Stanley Gloucester here in Tampa. Anyway, we're talking about that the party's got to look at social media and go, you know what? There are a lot of folks on social media that can help us. Now, they may not be too nice to us, but they will at least tell the truth. And they do at least tell the truth about the other side. So, Lenny Curry, Rince Priebus, the rest of you guys, you're going to have to start looking to other folks. And speaking of that, the current consultancy, fire them. It doesn't make any damn sense. Let's think about this for a second. It doesn't make any damn sense, not one single bit of sense, that you take some of the same consultants that lost in 2008 and hire them again in 2012. You know, what was sad is, you know, it was sad to watch the faces of Republicans who thought that they had in the bank all their metrics were lining up and all the stars were lining up and the satellites were hooking up in outer space, and they thought they had this thing lit even over what may have been some fraud, and there was fraud going on, and there was intimidation, there was all that, but they thought they had this thing wired. And that's the story that didn't get out, kids, that inside Republican camps, they thought they had this thing freaking wired. They were sure of it. All the metrics lined up. Except at 11:30 on that Tuesday on November 6th, the cry was, "Welcome to your ass whooping." You know, if you want to go back, what was on Liberty News? We were on libertynews.com. We were doing a Google group at the time. Me and my friend Duane Lester were on. And we even had people in that office that were surprised. But we look at the maps, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the maps. They tell the story. The lack of urban strategy where people actually live. Let me help you. Where people actually live, the lack of winning in minority districts. And when I say minority, I don't mean that as a buzzword for black, but minority districts in Hispanic districts. And I hate to use Hispanic because that says you came from Spain, but bear with me. I don't have time to say Puerto Rican, Mexican, Colombian, Ecuadorian. I don't have time to say them all. So we're just going to put them under that Hispanic banner. No disrespect to anyone. I ain't trying to be politically correct. I'm just trying to get through this show. All right. Asian. And I'm sorry, I don't have time to say Korean, Vietnamese. I don't have time to say that either. Black, Hispanic, Asian minority districts that have increased about 35 to 40% since the last election. Did you win in any of those? No. Did you get your head handed to you? Yes. Is it your message? Is it the message of self-reliance? No. So nothing negative about the message of self-reliance. You know, people have said, well, Republicans have to change their message. Mm-mm, no, they don't. No, please don't change the message. There's good food in the message. There is good food in the message. Self-reliance is one of them. Small government, although that hasn't been the way, is in the message. Smaller government is in the message. We just not live. Republicans aren't living it. It's like people who consider themselves Christians, who profess Christianity, but they ain't living it. You know, they'll write down on a survey, "Oh, I'm a Christian." Really? No, okay. When's the last time you talked to somebody about Jesus? Well, you know, our religion is personal. That's not what it says in the Bible. It's not what it says in the Bible, by the way. That's why there's no such thing as fundamental. You is or you ain't. That's just the deal, ladies and gentlemen. You is or you ain't. We talked about this a few years ago, that we're trying to separate, and we talked a little bit earlier about separating fundamentalist Islam, and we had my friend Frank Wuko on the show, and we both talked about that's just ridiculous. We just got people who just believe it. They believe what's in the book. They believe what's in the Quran. They believe the Hadith. They just believe it. And they act on it because they believe it. So do you have Christians who are Republicans? Yeah. Do you have Christians who believe the Bible? Yes. Me. Even when I look at it in the mirror and I failed by my own standard, I failed by the standard of God, I still believe it. And I'm not turning anybody away. So it ain't the message that's the problem. If you look into some of these communities, if you look into the black community, I'll use that because that's where I live, there's still a large number of people black people who attend churches, Christian churches, Baptist, Methodist, AME, which is African Methodist Episcopal, Church of Christ, Church of God. Church of God in Christ. And I'm not making these up, and I don't want to come off as disrespectful of people's faith choices. But there's a lot of people who are on the other side who profess Christianity. How can I be turning them off? A lot of people who are dyed-in-the-wool Democrats who know more scripture than I do. I'm not turning them off. I'm not turning them off. That's not. There's a lot of good meat in the message. There's a lot of good meat in the Republican message. The message, of course, again, Republicans don't always live by their own message. We've got that as a problem, running rampant in our nation. People aren't living by what they profess. So Republicans aren't any different. But we're talking about, again, self-reliance, smaller government, constitutional adherence. Are Republicans living by that message? No. But that's in the message. That's in the Republican message. Sure. It's not the message. Free enterprise. Entrepreneurship. Who would argue with me that entrepreneurship and free enterprise is how you build communities? How you destroy them is with a diet of dependency. You got to feed people entrepreneurship. You got to feed them free market. You got to let them thrive that way. You got to let the best and brightest thrive that way. That's how you have to do it. That's how you build a nation, and that's how you build a community. You don't build them. You destroy them with a diet of dependency. You see, it isn't the message that's the problem. Not that the Republicans have always done a good job of living. As a matter of fact, a lot of them do a horrendous job of living by what they profess. And we have to separate that from what the message actually is. And tomorrow, we're going to talk about how to take that message and tailor that message to where it needs to be heard. Why does it need to be heard? Because then it can be considered. Because the fact of the matter is that that message of entrepreneurship, that message of free market, that message of independence, not dependence, has not been presented in a way that's been relevant in a lot of communities. Because of what we talked about a little bit ago. If you get all your news from MSNBC, if you get all your information from mainstream media, if you only heard about me from what somebody else has told you, and you never came to the Lily Lawson Show, and you never listened to me, and you would form your opinion outside the reality of who I am. And people have done these in all these communities. And Republicans are guilty of not infusing themselves in these communities in a way that's relevant, in a way that's important, and a way that works. That's really the key. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow in part two of the show, because this has got to happen. And it can't wait till 2014. I'm telling you, if the Republican Party doesn't get off their ass until June of 2014, it's game over. You'll be living in another country, one that you don't recognize, and the one that you don't want for your kids. And I'm not saying that to scare anybody. I just want to prepare you for exactly what's coming down the tube. All right. Listen, thanks so much for calling. Thanks so much for coming. Thanks so much for being here. Tell your friends. Tweet this out. Tweet this over to Rince Priebus and Lenny Curry and all the state chairs. So they are welcome to call in tomorrow and tell me that I'm wrong. But you know, and I know, that I am not. Listen, again, thanks so much. My name is Will Austin. This is the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. If you like what we do and you want to support us, go to willaustinshow.com and click the donate button at the right under my picture. It's a beautiful picture. I'm a good-looking man. That would be very, very – I'd be very, very grateful. All right, I'll see you again tomorrow. Go out there and learn something, love somebody. And for goodness sakes, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, take care of yourself.